Welcome to Manchester United Daily, the AI-generated podcast keeping you in the loop with the latest developments from Old Trafford. Let's dive straight into today's top stories. Looking ahead to the match against Liverpool with several key defenders sidelined, Manchester United may see teenagers Willy Kambwala and Harry Amass make their Premier League debuts. Despite the injury crisis, Ten Hag will be expecting his team to step up for the critical derby at Old Trafford. The predicted lineup features an array of talent, including the likes of on-form Garnacho, and fans will be eager to see if Rashford can make a comeback to the starting 11. Meanwhile, as speculation mounts over the future of Erik ten Hag, sources have linked Thiago Motta as a potential managerial replacement. The Bologna manager, with a stellar reputation across Europe, is apparently on Manchester United's radar. While the club has yet to make an official approach, the prospect of a fresh start under Motta's leadership is an intriguing possibility for United fans. Only time will tell if United will undergo a managerial change at season's end, following a campaign of underwhelming performances and a looming absence from the Champions League. Turning our attention to transfer news, Fulham's Rodrigo Muniz, with 8 goals to his badge this season, has attracted interest from United. However, the bargain days are over, as Fulham has pegged his price at about $50 million. With Anthony Martial's impending departure, this Brazilian hotshot could soon find himself at the theatre of dreams. From the player's perspective, Amad Diallo has expressed his desire to play on the right wing, though he's open to filling whatever role Ten Hag requires. And despite limited playtime this season, Diallo has nothing but praise for his manager, trusting the process and hoping for more opportunities to prove his worth on the pitch. Former players also have a lasting impact at United, as evidenced by Mikel Arteta's recent comments. The Arsenal manager described Robin van Persie as the perfect number 9, reflecting on the Dutchman's extraordinary, albeit short, tenure at United that brought brilliance and trophy success. And finally, in strategic musings for today's title game, Manchester United must approach the Liverpool game with vigour. The potential of a desperate backline could be pivotal for United, who have shown respectable efforts against top teams this season. With last-minute surprises becoming a theme for United this year, the upcoming match promises high tension and great expectations. That's all for today's edition of Manchester United Daily. To continue improving our coverage, we invite you to leave us your comments, ratings, and feedback. I've been your host, signing off. And until next time, when we bring you the latest in the world of Manchester United, remember, keep the red flag flying high.